Has anyone ever approached you for like feet pics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's a lucrative market. People be like, feet pics. And I'm like,
450.
What's your price? Oi, oi. You're listening to Behind the Vase. I'm Star.
I'm Lockie Mack.
You are Lockie Mack indeed, but you kind of also aren't Lockie Mack today because you're dressed in a bit of a costume, aren't you?
Yeah, I've gone full cosplay. The OnlyFans account's going to be coming out. It's going to be tasteful nudes. Nothing of the sort where I'm going all the way. It's going to be tasteful of me cosplaying as different people from Byron Bays. And the one I've gone with today, I'm currently cosplaying as Jade.
You certainly are. So, team, the idea behind today's episode, because we're doing a bit of a season recap, Lockie and I wanted to surprise each other with our outfits. Mm. Now, we know that I often miss the memo weekly on what we were supposed to wear, and Lockie rocked up and made an absolute dickhead of himself. So today I've decided to join the party. Mm-hmm. I've surprised you, and I've dressed up as Nathan. Now, I'm just going to talk you through my outfit because you obviously can't see us unless you're following us on socials, mm-hmm. which you should be anyway, Behind the Bays Pod on TikTok and Instagram. I've got some nice denim jeans on, like they're a bit kind of aged denim because I'm heaps stylish. And then I've got this white tee from Industry.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know, like a bit of a longer sleeve crew neck is just my vibe at the moment. Mm. And then I've gone with a bucket hat, some sunnies and a gold chain. Like I'm pretty much just here for a fucking good time. I'm on the dance floor.
You've topped it off with a great attitude as well.
End scene. Now, Lockie Mack, please talk us through your outfit.
Yeah, look, I've put a lot of effort into this one. I'm not going to do the voice at the risk of upsetting a lot of people. I'm currently got this oversized pink button-up collared shirt with more buttons undone than done up.
There's a lot of skin showing.
Oh, we're very close to nipple at the moment. I'm wearing a lovely gold chain, a bunch of rings that I got from wish.com. I've got a pair of my regular shorts that I've augmented so that they've been rolled up 6 times, and I'm showing a lot of thigh. Like you would think you're at the back of a KFC right now with the amount of raw thigh that you're seeing currently.
Who likes short shorts? Lockie Mack likes short shorts.
I like short shorts. So it's lovely that we're in cosplay at the moment because we've been a part of the show for so long that we've become immersed in the characters. Mm. Like when I walked out and saw you in costume, my first thought was, who's that strapping young lad? Who is that young boy? Where are his parents? Come here, young man. Let's find your parents.
And I saw you and I thought, is that Ali G?
Yeah, exactly. Like the confusion was there. But you know what we're not confused about? Our feelings towards Byron Bays.
Oh, segue much?
Yeah. Whew. But a lot of the times we need some guidance. We need some direction. Much like Simba holding your hand and saying, here, watch me twirl fire, you idiot. Or Hannah saying, listen to this sound bowl, you degenerate. I'm going to make you feel better. Today in the studio, we've got a pile.
Of shit. No.
A pile. Star could not make it to the bathroom. We gave her some milk. She's lactose intolerant queen.
You're the one who has a sensitive tummy, not me.
It was my shit. I shit on the floor.
Guys, so on the table, we have got some tarot cards and we thought there's no better way to wrap up the entire season of Behind the Bays. We've had such a great time, but we really need some spiritual guidance moving forward. And we need a bit of spiritual guidance in terms of looking back on our journey as well. So what we're going to do is pull a tarot card for our past, our present, and our future. Is it?
Oh fuck! Let's keep rolling. So we've just been informed by our producer Fenella. Thank you, Fenella. Always coming in, absolute clutch.
Oh,
the Michael Jordan of podcast producers. She's just informed us that she just asked Star very simple question. Hey Star, are you saying tarot or tarot?
Fuck.
To which Star said, "Well, it's tarot." She's obviously getting really into the Nathan character.
Guys, it was just a joke. Like, come on. Okay. Isn't tarot like what you get at fucking cha time when you get tarot milk tea?
I don't know. I don't go to cha time.
Okay, so it's tarot.
It's
so
tarot.
You're telling me that the orange root vegetable is now called caro?
No. No. What? How does that make any what you want? So anything
tarot and carrot.
So anything that ends with an OT is now Ot.
Yes.
There are some words that don't do that.
Your name is now Lockler.
That makes no sense. You fucking lost it. Jesus. All right, back to the tarot cards.
Tarot?
Yeah.
Tarot. We've got these fucking cards and we're going to do them.
We've got these bullshit cards that don't mean anything. and we're going to pretend like they mean something for your entertainment.
I can't believe I called them tarot.
Now we're going to have some fun. You're going to enjoy it.
All right, I'm going to place, I'm currently placing the cards on the table.
Fantastic.
Now, Lockie, I don't know if you can tell, but this is my first time ever doing tarot cards.
Your first time saying tarot cards?
Yeah, well, apparently so. You learn a new word every day. I'm going to put it into my notes in my new vocabulary folder.
Excellent.
This is my first time doing tarot cards. Now, the sole purpose of this is just for us to reflect on our journey. If there's anyone out there listening who actually knows how to do them properly, please come into the studio and teach us. But we are just going to be interpreting the cards as we pick them up in a very Byron Bays way.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, with a lot of candor, a lot of, you know, being very serious about it. And are you going to give them a shuffle and then
when I tell
you to stop? Yeah.
A shuffle?
Like a magician. Let's see if Star can shuffle.
Where's Saksham Magic? We need him.
Where is Saksham Magic? Stop. Stop.
I can't shuffle cards.
Yeah, I'm just watching her put cards at the back to the front.
Well, there you go. You can shuffle.
All right, Star, I'm just going to be feeling around. You tell me when you want me to stop.
When?
Great. There's one. Give me another one.
Yep.
Okay, great. There's another card.
Ooh, lucky last. Here comes my final tarot. Yep.
All right. Now, we're going to be looking at your past first.
It's our past.
It's a joint.
Yeah, it's a joint.
Oh, look at us.
Look at us.
Joint custody. Here we go.
Joint custody of the base.
Here we go. The first one we have.
This is our.
We have a what appears to be an old woman.
Can I see it, please?
Sitting up in bed crying. Which I think strongly symbolises how me and Star spent our days before we started doing the podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's one is quite self-explanatory.
I felt incomplete.
Yeah. Do you cry a lot in bed before the podcast?
I usually cry in the shower.
In the shower?
Yeah.
It's easy to hide it.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice and warm. Okay, I'm going to do...
You're going to do present?
Present.
To be specific, this is the Nine of Swords for all of our tarot connoisseurs.
Okay. Wow, this is so accurate. Yeah, okay, now I'm going to pull our present card. Okay, what we've got on this card is a little figure and he seems to be doing some work with some tools. He's got a hammer and a little pokey thingy. On each of these little spheres that he's working on, there is a star drawn on every
Holy
single one.
Shit.
Can you believe that? Okay, so what this is telling me is... That lucky.
Whoa, what the
did
fuck?
You fix me? Is that what it means?
I thought it was because like there's a star and it's, you know, it's working with tools. So I thought it was you working with a tool. We pulled out one that has fucking stars on it.
Yeah, that is really weird.
I take it back. Tarot is real.
Tarot is the real fucking deal.
Jesus. What's pentacles.
Oh, is it eight? To be specific, the card that we pulled for our present is the Eight of Pentacles.
Great. And just for our audience, Star, what's a pentacle?
It's a...
Describe it in as much detail as you like. You were just talking about before.
It's similar to coral bleaching in that I have no fucking idea.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, so we've learned about our past, our present, and now it's time for the future. I feel a bit nervous about this one because the future is unknown.
Exactly. There's no way you can tell it unless you look at one of these cards. I'm going to draw this one for us. Interesting.
Ooh, can I see it?
It's just a picture of a HelloFresh brand deal.
It's just a million followers on TikTok. That is so weird.
Look at that. We actually have what kind of looks pretty accurate. It's three women holding large golden chalices, having a cheers. Is it the Three of Cups or something?
Three of Cups.
So it just sounds like we're going to be getting pissed after this.
But who's the third person?
Well,
this is a duo here.
We've got a blonde in there. We've got a brunette. So we've got a blonde and a brunette sitting right here. And then there's a ginger. Fenella, you're not a ginger, are you?
Producer
are you
Fenella.
Are you a fake brunette?
Yeah.
Alex is a natural ginger.
That was his villain origin story, that he was a ginger.
He was syndrome from
The
Incredibles.
Oh my God, wait. So Alex is going to take us out to celebrate because the podcast has been successful.
That saucy little ring is going to take us some tequila sodas. Fuck yeah. That was weirdly like kind of accurate. Like the crying in our past, a star working with a tool, and then these three young women, which we are three strong independent ladies, going out for drinks. That was scary.
Well, you are
accurate.
Getting your hair done tomorrow. Are you going red?
No, I'm going the all blonde route. Root?
Well, I just...
That's my tarot. I don't root or route?
Okay, so the purpose of this episode is really just to go over all of our fave moments throughout the series of Byron Bays. Because if we go back to when we first started, we were like, what the fuck have we done? We'd already signed the dotted line. We're like, holy shit, we have to sit through 8 episodes of this. And then towards the end, we're like, hey, this actually fucking goes all right, doesn't it?
You just look so much like the gardening teacher from Harry Potter right now. She's got like the crazy hair and like the big bucket hat. You look, it's like the horticulture. Sorry.
The one where she pulls at the.
Yeah, I'm silent. You look like her right now because the hair's going. That has nothing to do with anything. I didn't hear a single word you said. I was just like.
You Thank God this podcast is ending after today. This fucking guy doesn't listen to anything I say.
It's the last one.
That is the most niche reference ever. The fucking gardening teacher from Harry Potter.
Yeah, I saw the Dumbledore movie the other night, so it kind of like brought me back to wanting to binge Harry Potter again.
Oh yeah, I forgot that this podcast is all about you and what you do in your life. There's beef in the studio. Fuck. Look, okay, I think there was a lot of beef that happened throughout Byron Bays, but we can touch on that, but let's also, this is the space where we can air out any beef that we have with each other or with the world, with the universe. Is there anything you want to get off your chest that is extremely exposed right now?
Yeah. Look, for a long time, I've always been a part of, you know, social media things. And usually I've had to carry the weight as being, you know, the sex appeal of the show or the sex appeal of something, international sex icon, Miss Universe Australia 2015, very proud of that. And I came in here thinking it'd be the same thing, and I kind of feel like you've stolen a bit of my thunder and forced me to develop a personality, which I'm not a huge fan of. So look, that's all I have to say. I just want to see if you have anything to say for yourself.
Yeah, well, I think it's really difficult because naturally I'm so funny and good looking. And the proof of that is that it's my face on the cover of all the TikToks on our joint account. I don't really see you much on the cover of any content. So I'm just wondering what do you make of that?
Yeah, that's another beef I have, that all of our best performing TikToks have you as the cover photo. And the 3 that I am the face of are the 3 most low performing videos that we have, which is incredibly saddening. But you know what? Look, it's not all about the looks, and which Byron Bays doesn't tell us, because Byron Bays is all about the looks and no personality. And I think we've met some fantastic personalities, and I know we've had a bit of beef with them. Is there any Byron Bay cast members that you want to send either a shout out to, a thank you, or double down on a fuck you?
Look, probably no fuck yous to anyone. If anything, I'd say to my mate Nath, and we've already touched on this in previous episodes, like we should probably say sorry. I believe we referred to him as the everyday basic dickhead in the first episode. In hindsight, maybe that was a strong choice of wording.
Mm.
We could have dialed it down a bit, but really we should blame the editing.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Shout out to our editor. Or their editing.
Yeah, actually, those words got stitched together in the podcast.
We're like huge fans of Nathaniel. We've been fans of his for a while, and they minced them together and made me sound like I don't like him.
Okay, so speaking of Nathan and just all of the conflict in the show in general, the main fights that we had, or main conflict, we had Jade versus Alex, Nathan versus Elias, Elle versus Hannah, and Kai versus the pigskin.
Mm.
Whose side are you on out of all of that drama? Okay, let's go Jade versus Alex. Whose side are you on? Mind you, we had Alex in the studio last week.
I think the real winner there was television.
It was great content.
Yeah. Obviously, I side with Alex. I think he came in with stronger arguments, and Jade was more fiery, but he wasn't really saying anything.
Mm.
So I would have to go with Alex on that occasion.
Agreed. Okay, Nathan versus Elias. Dun, dun.
I think the only loser in that were my brain cells in terms of they took a battering. I'm happy for both of them, the way things turned out. Elias seems to be a pretty chill guy behind the scenes. Nathan had a lot of growth. I don't really side with either of them. I think they need to get in the boxing ring.
Well, they do, because they kind of teased that out a little bit, and then they just met up in the car park and it was like, oi, oi, and that was it.
I mean, that was a tease. They were cradling the balls for like 4 episodes.
Whose balls?
Each other's. They were just teasing the audience, being like, this is going to happen. And then it never did. And they just basically did a Toyota Hilux ad in the fucking car park.
Or a motorbike ad. That was interesting.
Yeah, Elias riding up on his hog.
Yeah, the fucking boy's got me leather jacket on. Gonna go head down to the beach and have a chat in the car park.
It was pretty sick.
Yeah. Okay, what about Elle and Hannah?
Hannah, fucking let's go, our crazy queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Elle, you seem awful. But she just never took ownership for her shit. Like, you can be an arsehole and you can be a dick, but as long as you back it up and, like, have some sort of integrity of what you say. But everything she did, she just lied. And when she was confronted by the lie, she just kept lying. But Hannah was dope.
Yeah.
I really liked Hannah by the end of it.
Hannah's character development was definitely up there as one of my faves throughout the series, because when we were first intro to her, we were like, this chick is a bit off her head.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, you're like, no, respect, because she stood up for herself, which we love to see. We love to see the queens thriving.
Mm. I mean, she, for me, if I can make another Harry Potter reference, she is the Neville Longbottom of this show. Like, at the start, you're like, bit weird, little bit like, okay. By the end of it, Hannah is cutting the genie's head off, destroying one of Voldemort's Horcruxes.
Fuck.
Taking ownership Spoiler of alert. Her destiny. It's been out for like 15 years.
So, Lockie, do you think you've had much character development over the past couple of years in your life?
Oh, homie, hell yeah.
What's happened to make that, to accelerate that process?
In a word, women. Look, I think a lot of breakups have definitely formed who I am.
Not much luck in love.
No. I've gone through, I think, a lot of phases in terms of, like, I was, you know, very polite, maybe too much of a nice guy sometimes. Went through my fuckboy phase. I can say that I did that. Wasn't a lot of fun. And now I'm kind of at the point now where I'm considering just going into the Catholic faith, abstaining from sex. I mean, like, when you've done all the positions, what else is there to do? I've done missionary... Me on my back.
Have you held hands with a girl before?
Oh, Jesus, no.
Oh, okay. Well, never say never.
This is a PG podcast, for fuck's sake, star. Do you feel that? I think because you've had quite the come up.
I was like, what are you about to say? You've held a lot of hands in your time.
So, star, you've had a lot of fists in your time. Star, for someone who made a career change into social media at, you know, as you're approaching middle age, you know, you're having to worry about changing your Opal card from, you know, the regular one to the pensioners one, which is a lot of stress.
Gold one.
You've obviously had to go through a lot. So has anyone's story on Byron Bays resonated with the way you have been the last couple of years?
Look, Lockie, I think there are a few of the Bays that we can all relate to in one way or another. There isn't anyone that specifically stands out to me because they've all pissed me off at some point throughout the show. Mm. But I think I can definitely relate to Sarah in the sense that she kind of put herself out there and just went for it. And she decided that it wasn't the right thing for her, so she decided to go back to the GC to make her happy. And I think what we can learn from that is that you don't know until you try. I think what we can learn from that is that you've just got to fucking put yourself out there, don't you? Sometimes you drive 45 minutes to Byron, you give it a go and it doesn't work out. But that can be applied to the rest of your life too. Sometimes you do podcasting and it doesn't work out. Lockie Mac, this will probably be your last time on a microphone ever again.
Oh, right. I didn't know it was going in that direction.
You got to be quick, mate. Come on.
I mean, to be fair, I was nearing the same joke, but it's just lucky that you got in first, mate.
Learned your ways.
Yeah.
You're too predictable, Lucky.
That's hurtful. Yeah. I think one of the best things about Byron Bay is, like you were talking about before, has been all the fights. Is there one fight that you were just like, you had your eyes glued to the screen?
I think any time that Elle was involved in an argument, it was particularly entertaining, mainly because she's quite terrifying. Like, she's got that stare. And, like, I personally would not like to be on the receiving end of that, but you just knew if Elle was involved, shit was going down. Because she doesn't do anything half-assed, you know? She's obviously extremely passionate and set in her ways and wants to get her point across. So you just knew it was going to be entertaining. Obviously, the fight between Jade and Alex was incredible. We got that in like the second episode or something like that. I literally thought that Jade was going to turn around and fucking backhand Alex. That looked like where it was going.
That feels like a season two thing.
Yeah.
But as we're talking about recapping the season, looking at someone like Elle who really did have quite the evolution from the start of the show to the end, how do you see the way that she became, you know, this kind of weird side character who lives with Nathan to basically being the main shit at the end?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think it's the way that her character development happened was probably good because we had other things to focus on at the start of the show. Whereas if we had too many big personalities in the first few episodes, it would have been confusing. So they kind of needed to breadcrumb us from Jade and Alex. Now this is happening. Okay, now we're going to jump across to everybody hating Sarah. And then Elle just kind of came out. You know, you need a bit of a twist and a turn when it comes to a show like this, because it was getting pretty fucking boring. So thank God, thank the Byron
Bible.
The Byron Crystal Castle, that Elle turned out to be extremely entertaining.
Have you got any plans to go to Byron after watching the show? Has it turned you off?
Oh, I think I might get papped if I go there because of the show, of the podcast.
Yeah.
So might, you know, it's just the experience won't be the same.
Guys, Star is a regular person just like you and me. She gets up every morning, you know, her automatic blinds open for her. Her butler brings her breakfast. She, you know, wipes her ass with a $100 bill. She's just like you. She's a regular guy.
I'm sorry, but wiping your ass with a $100 note, if you're in Australia, that wouldn't be very nice, would it?
I guess because, why, because there's a face on it?
Well, no, because it wouldn't feel nice on your bumhole.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about like the texture.
It might be a bit scratchy.
See, for me, that's more of like a power thing.
So have you done that before after you did your HelloFresh spawn?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, they're like, okay, we'll transfer this to your bank. And I'm like, can I request that it comes in $100 bills? And they're like, yeah, sure. And I'm like, thank you. I got to their office. They paid me. I'm like, so do you guys have a bathroom? I ate some beans this morning and I really want to take care of something.
Whatever you do, don't wipe your bum with the $2 coin. Anyways, moving on.
You're like a fucking slot machine.
Put $2 in the chili machine in the pokey.
Did you say chili machine?
Yeah, chili is the pokey.
Oh, chili. I thought you were talking about the fact that like I was eating beans.
Yeah, look, there's a few things that would upset that tummy of yours, isn't there?
Yeah, it hasn't been. I had a coffee today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Fucking stay away from me, gassy boy.
That was not fun. Speaking of our gassy boys, we've made quite the relationship. That's not a sentence. We've made quite the connection with a lot of the boys, and some of them we've labelled our bubble boys. Some of them have been our it boys, like Kai. Just overall, what's our thoughts on the lads, the boys, the guys, the squad, the bros? Boys.
Look, I think we had a pretty good selection of boys in the bays. You know, like we definitely had a diverse mix. Everybody had something to offer. I don't think there were two people who you could say were exactly the same. Like maybe Nath and Elias at the start, we thought that they were quite similar. But I do really think that all the boys bring something quite unique to the table. What do you reckon?
Look, I can just picture them if they went to my high school that most of them I would not be friends with, I think.
Well, you were school captain, so you're probably busy, you know.
Yeah, just busy.
Helping just the teachers and stuff.
Jacking off teachers and stuff. look, I just think that a lot of them got on the show and probably didn't show their like true selves because there were cameras in front of them. Like I think Nathan panicked the first time a camera was on him, and that's when he was like, oi, oi. And he's like, why the fuck didn't I just say hello? And then he's like, well, I've got to make it a thing now. Mm-hmm. I've got to make it a thing. And Nath, look, I've talked a lot of shit about you, man, justly. And I just hope that if we ever meet, please don't punch me in the face. I'm not sorry, but please don't punch me in the face.
So out of all of our bays, who would you like to see on season two?
Ooh, there's a couple that we can leave behind. I want to see Alex. I want to see Jade. Nathan and Sarah are going to come back. There's got to be that awkward tension between them. Hannah's got to come back. Elle's got to come back. Stav. I think we can probably put Frimmy and Saskia back on their boutique airline and fly them back somewhere else because they just didn't offer much other than like slurred words. Which, hey, there's a time and place for that. But on, you know, international television, maybe ease up on the savvy bees.
Ease up. Yeah. Ease up, Turbo.
Hey, have us, mate, pump the brakes on that one. That Savvy B's a bloody V8, all right?
Hey, Muscles, how many of you had down the hatch?
Hello, champion. Why don't you go fix yourself a water?
I don't love that voice with the outfit that you're wearing. It's giving me creepy vibes.
It's very, oh, yeah. It's very Jay, but it's also very much like, I own a brothel in inner Sydney.
Yes.
You're the exact kind of talent that we're looking for. Have you ever thought about going into that area?
I'm just a boy from Byron.
Did you forget that we're allowed to swear on this podcast?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just caught myself for a second there and I was like, oh, what am I doing?
Go on, say a swear
word.
I'm
a performer, Lockie. I don't know if you know what it's like to be professional and to, you know, consider the rules of the places that you walk into, but maybe you should give it a go sometime.
Yeah, of course. No, I'm glad you brought that up because it's been really great working with professionals on the podcast. Obviously, we had All Right Hey come in. Great to work with that professional. Alex was in, another fantastic professional star, obviously getting there. It's been a pleasure.
Don't give up, bud. Keep trying.
Hey, you'll get there. You'll get there. That's my favorite.
So, Lockie, what do you think of the show overall?
What a loaded question. It's like asking, like, what do you think of Christmas?
Okay, so, like, out of 10, what do you rate it?
Like, entertainment-wise for me? How entertaining
was I? Interpret that however you want.
I'll give it a 6.
A 6?
Yeah.
Okay, what's a 10, just for comparison? Harry Potter, clearly, because you've fucking spoken about it 50 times.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
Dumbledore.
Hello, Dumbledore.
Harry Potter.
What character is that?
Dobby is a free elf.
Oh, it's Dobby. That was terrible. I think... like a perfect show for me.
Something that people actually know. Niche indie show.
Look, there's a small show, like it's quite well known, called Spit or Swallow on my Instagram, which is pretty good. No, I think it was like, great. They had these really great bits of beef between each other, the relationships. There could have been more relationships. The only one we really got was Sarah and Nathan and Elle as well, but Elle was also kind of with Nathan. And then there were a couple episodes in the middle that were just like, people saying vibes for 40 minutes and the episode would end. But for me, like, you know, towards the end, I don't know if it was because I was delirious, but I was like laughing and entertained by the end of it.
Yeah, so was I. It was definitely a bit of a slow burn at the start. And then I think once we got to like episode 5, we were like, oh, okay, shit. Like, I'm kind of into this. So I'm interested, what's your opinion? Do you think it was worth it? So obviously everybody goes on reality TV.
What was it worth it?
Let me finish, Lachlan. Shut your filthy fucking mouth. Obviously, people go on reality TV with a bit of an agenda. You know, people are going to launch their influencer career, shed more light on their business. Do you think it was worth it for our bays to go on this show?
For some of them, yeah.
Who?
I think for Sarah, it definitely gave her more of a platform. I think Nathan probably improved his image a little bit because obviously he's been on reality shows before. Alex got him a bit more out there, even though I'm sure he doesn't want to be, you know, this reality star or anything. I think a couple of them towards the end of it kind of started to pick up steam. I don't think it was great for Elle or Stav.
Mm.
I don't think that was a great one. But I think Kai will benefit a lot from it as well.
Yeah. I think it obviously depends on how the audience feels about them, right? And Kai is our unproblematic king. Love you, Kai, if you're listening.
Hey, Kai. I was going to ask, if they asked you to be on season 2 star, what would your strategy be going in? What are you doing? Who are you going after romantically? Who are you going after to fight?
Okay. I don't know. Like, okay, I don't think I'm an overly confrontational person. However, I can be extremely assertive in the moment when I am faced with conflict. So if I was to go on season 2 of Byron Bays, I think I would like to go head to head with Elle. I don't know, because I feel like she would be the most frustrating person to argue with. But I'm going in with a bit of an advantage because I've seen how she is in season 1 and I'm just going to go in there and fuck with that. Obviously, this is in another world where I would actually go on Byron Bay's season 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then in terms of romantic interests, obviously, Kai.
Mm. Now, I just want to make sure because I don't want you to eat your words. We're going to do a little bit of role play here.
Okay, go.
I'm going to be L.
Okay.
Here's the scenario. I've called you an asshole behind your back.
Yeah.
I want you to confront me about it.
Okay. Am I Nathan or am I me?
No, you're star.
This is a bit confusing because I'm still in the Nathan get up. I've got to get into character of me. I've just really got to channel that energy of me. Okay, Elle, can I just grab you for a quick chat?
Yeah, what's up, doll?
Yeah, so I was actually speaking to Lockie and I've heard that you've been saying some things about me behind my back.
What things?
I heard that you called me a dickhead.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, why would Lockie come to me and tell me that you did?
I don't know. He would never lie.
Yeah, well, I can get him over here if you want to and we can all talk about it
together.
We
don't need to do that.
He actually got it on recording. He was actually recording on his phone.
I don't think he did.
No, he did. I got the file. I can
never
show
happened.
You. Yeah, no. We can. Do you want me to go to get Stab? He can have a listen to it as well.
I haven't spoken to Stab in months.
I saw you break. You smiled.
So you brought Stab into it. I was just like, oh, Stab. Yeah.
Pulled on the heartstrings. Mm. Okay, so if you were going to go on season 2 of Byron Bays, you would be the villain, surely.
You reckon?
Yeah.
What makes you say that? I'm lovely. I'm delightful to hang around with.
You know, in like subtitles, awkward pause.
Oh, okay. Well, if I'm like a villain on the show, what kind of event am I throwing? What am I doing?
I don't know. What's your vibe? What's your business? Maybe like a beer snorkel or something, nice and classy. Snorkel.
What am I, a degenerate? I would have a watch party. I would have a big projector up on the screen and it would just be me flicking through my TikToks. Be like, oh, this one's actually good. This one's good. Oi, someone was talking in the back. We're starting it again. Do you guys get it? Because, like, there's different kinds of people on Tinder. Isn't that funny? People have different personalities and some of them are not good. Please laugh.
And then everybody storms out because they don't want to be there at your event. Sorry.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
What kind of drinks are you serving at your Byron Bay's party?
Just fucking beers. Yeah. You know what? I'd be having espresso martinis.
Yeah, nice.
Bloody good espressos and some gin and tonics.
I think I'd have like a gin elderflower cocktail, keep it light and fresh. You know, everyone in Byron's like really healthy.
Do you like that kind of flower because it describes you?
Yeah, I've actually heard of this flower called a fuckwit flower.
It's seasonal. Oh, that just actually reminds me of the, I think we talked about this before.
Actually, I made this TikTok about Tinder.
Reminds me of this Tinder video I made one time.
It's actually really funny. Wait, I'll just show you.
Wait, hold on. Watch it.
You know what's the worst? When someone wants to fucking show you something in their camera roll and they're like, oh, wait, 1 second. I'm just going to find it. And they fucking scroll back to like 2016 and it's got a load from iCloud. So it's probably going to take like an extra 30 seconds. And then they show you and it's like a flop video. Does that happen to you a lot?
Yeah, people are always trying to show me shit on their phone.
But like, I thought more so you doing the showing.
Oh, yeah. I'm just like, have you guys seen this video that I made? This is pretty good. No, the worst is when people, I'm with someone and like their whole, like it could be someone I'm not that close with and their whole means of friendship with me is to tell people who I am, which is very awkward at parties because I'll just be there, you know, someone's plus one, introduce them, hey, this is Lockie. He does TikTok like immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yep. And then they'll like start playing one of the videos while I'm standing there in front of them.
Oh no, that's the fucking worst.
And I'm just sitting there like listening to myself being like, ooh, he's holding a fish. And I'm like, it's very uncomfortable. So if I'm ever with you, I appreciate that you like the videos, but please don't do that. Also, shout out. I was at the Easter show the other week and someone came up to me and they're like, hey, I like your videos. I'm like, thanks. I'm like, can I have a hug? I was like, yeah. And so it was very awkward just giving a stranger a hug in the middle of the Easter show and then walking off. But shout out to that person. They were very nice.
At least they asked you for a hug.
They asked for a hug, yeah.
That would have been really random if they just went in for it. And you know when like you go in for a hug and the other person goes in for a kiss on the cheek? Then you do that awkward like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. Because I was just uncomfortable because I went in for a full pash. And like their husband was not happy about it. But the worst one, there was I was standing there in line for like chips on a stick or something and this girl and her friend are about 2 meters away from me and they stop and they're like looking at me then looking down at their phone for about 20 seconds and the one just goes like timidly, Lockie. I was like, yeah?
Just a test.
And they're like, TikTok? I'm like, yep. And then they walked off.
Well, you would know what it's like for the Bays now after the show's been done, being so famous that you're getting stopped at the bloody Easter show.
Yeah, for all the people at the Bays, we're going to run you through a scenario.
At the Bays.
We're going to run you through a scenario on how to handle fans. Star is going to play any one of the Bays. I'm going to be a fan who's come up to say hello to them. And action. Hi, I'm a huge fan of yours.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet of you to say. What's your name?
Jamiroquai.
That's very lovely.
Are you laughing at my name? You're laughing at my name.
I loved you in Napoleon Dynamite.
Wow. That's incredibly offensive.
And then you tell them to fuck off and you walk away.
Yep. And if they ask for an autograph, $20. Because nothing is free. Unless it's today, like Star, who is currently wearing open-toed shoes. So I'll make sure that when we do the edits, we pan all the way down, give out some of that premium content.
We
for
don't
free.
Give away free feet, okay? You got to pay. That's behind a paywall. There's no free toes on Behind the Bays, or there shouldn't be free toes anywhere for that matter.
Has anyone ever approached you for like feet pics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's a lucrative market. People would be like, feet pics. And I'm like,
$450.
What's your price now?
Do you get many of those weird ones?
Yeah, heaps. Like heaps of sugar. I'm actually really fucking hot. No. But the messages come through. It'll be like sugar daddy requests or feet pics or yeah, it's people get quite creative with the messages. I had one the other week that was like, happy to send you like a deposit now if you're interested. Like he meant business. He was ready. He was serious. But feet pics, like it's personally not for me, but you got to do what you got to do. What about you? Have you had any requests for feet pics?
No. I've had people who have like replied to stories being like, finally, feet content.
Yeah, where it's so like me
trying
weird.
To, it was me trying to take a picture of my dog when she was wearing like an elf costume during Christmas. And she's obviously like standing at my feet and then someone just goes, yeah, more feet content. And I was like, can we not do that? Mm. And I was overly sexualized in a video because I was like had shorts on and you could see my thighs when I sat down. And there was a lot of comments about talking about my thighs.
Try being a woman, Lockie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I finally...
I'm actually a feminist.
But that's what I'm saying. I now understand exactly what it's like to be a woman and I understand your struggle. Pregnancy, I get it. That blows. How annoying is that?
Out of the bays, who would be most likely to sell feet pics?
Ooh, Jade.
I was going to say Jade too.
Yeah. Because I think he could make the most money off it.
Yeah.
I think he's the most, like, you know how the Turks love their feet. Surely.
There's one thing people know about Turkey. It's
good. If there's one thing that the Turkish bloody love,
it's delights.
It's a couple of nice toes, eh? It's a couple of wiggly little toes.
Give me those little Turkish delights. Come over here.
I can never eat a Turkish delight again without thinking.
I can never eat a toe again.
I'll never be able to suck on a toe again without thinking of that moment now. You've ruined toes for me, Star.
Those were ruined before this. Okay, so season two. We don't know if it's happening, but I have seen a few articles floating around on the interweb. Mm-hmm. What do you think would go down in season two? We've spoken about who we would like to come back, but specifically the storylines I think they need to focus on. So obviously we ended the season of Byron Bays with a proposal, but we found out last week from speaking to Alex that Elle and Stav are no longer together. So it would have been great to have a wedding in season two of Byron Bays, but maybe we're going to have more so of like a divorce breakup vibe because we've got the sexy coral mermaid that we need to figure out. Where's that going? Mm-hmm. And then we've got the robot thingy. Surely Stav will keep the robot thing because he built it. Like he's the engineer, right?
I think Stav definitely should have the robot, but I want to see like a People's Court edition with Stav and Elle fighting over who gets custody of, you know, like the big mermaid statue and everyone from the bays having to be like witnesses.
Elle will be representing herself in the court of law.
Oh, absolutely.
She's got a briefcase.
She's going to just call on Hannah. I just like to call on Hannah. Hannah, is it true that you called me fake and you can't lie now? I just love her to say not address anything to do with Stav. She's just getting pissed off.
You're under
by
oath,
Stav.
Bitch.
You literally have to tell me.
Okay, and then what about Nathan, Sarah? What's going to happen with them?
I think it would be interesting to see whether Nathan falls back to his party boy ways.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'd love to see Nathan jumping in his Toyota Hilux, driving all the way 45 minutes up to the Gold Coast to try and win her back.
Do you reckon he will, though? Because he seemed pretty pissed off. And Alex told us that he was pretty peeved that Sarah kind of left. When you think about it, it's quite savage.
I mean, this is his moment to show that he's not the fuck boy and just falling back into his old ways.
Yeah.
If he's ready to fight, he's gonna have to start fighting. He's gonna have to make like Elias, chuck on the gloves, put up an IG story.
Surely Nathan's been posting some thirst traps after the series just like to get back at Sarah a little bit. So if Nath was to head down to the Goldie, I can imagine him, you know, in like the end of all those iconic rom-com films where the guy's outside the chick's house with like a big boom box thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're in 2022, right? So he's probably got like a Yui boom. Maybe he's playing like, I don't know, some Olivia Rodrigo.
Fuck yeah.
Like Driver's License. Like,
Louder, please.
So just like real sad boy vibes. And he's outside Sarah's apartment. She probably lives in a high rise building. So he's got to crank that volume up all the way. Mm-hmm. He's like, oi, oi, Sarah, it's me.
Every house. Oi, oi, the fuck do you want? Wrong house, sorry.
And there's like 50,000 fucking Sarahs in the Gold Coast. So they're like, oi, oi, no, sorry, next. So maybe we'll see a grand romantic gesture like that out of Nath. Who knows? He really was humanized towards the end of the series, which is great because he's a human. He's a real person. He has real feelings.
Mm.
I would love to see him do that because I think we got to see that more emotional and softer side of him. So go get your girl or you can both fuck each other off and just focus on your own lives.
Exactly.
Because Sarah came to Byron to work on her career and then obviously got sidetracked. So maybe another alternate storyline is that she just needs to focus on her music.
Exactly. You know how season one should have ended? With all that sadness, it should have ended with, you know, just shots of Sarah in her apartment, just cleaning everything up. And suddenly she starts hearing some music outside. She looks out to the balcony and in the pouring rain, Nathan just standing there with a handful of rice paper rolls.
And they're going all slimy and soggy because it's raining.
And then we cut to the credits.
Lockie, what about Nathan and Elias? Like, I obviously, being a divine woman, am not a boy. I don't know what it's like to have conflict between two dudes. Do you think that they're going to make up?
Being a man and them being men as well. Look, they'll probably do the manliest thing they can and never talk about it.
Really? Sweep it under the rug?
Oh, mate, sweep it under the rug. With all the childhood trauma and all the sadness of all the breakups. I don't even care about it that much.
And all of the seasons of The Bachelor under the rug.
I don't care about The Bachelor. My dad didn't hug me that much. That's totally fine with me. Just chuck that all under there. Push it fucking down so you can't see it.
But Nathan was obviously really hurt by what happened. You don't think that they're going to talk about it. That's it.
No. I like I said before, I think they're going to have one of those drunk moments of like, I fucking love you, bro. I've missed being your best mate. And that'll be it. And then they'll never really address it.
Oh.
I mean, have you got any outstanding beefs with someone? You don't have to name them, but do you have beefs with someone that you're like, that you don't think can be solved?
I actually do. Yeah. Yeah, there's...
Elaborate.
Beep! No. It's not like it's a beef that gets in the way of the entire friendship. Obviously, you can still exist with this person when you have that one little thing that you know. There are some things that you can never resolve. I just don't really think it's worth your energy sometimes, and you've got to be the one to be able to make that call and look at each other and go, okay, how are we still going to exist? How are we still going to have this friendship together? And we can just leave. It's like agree to disagree, I guess, in a sense. I mean, look at us, Lockie. That's what we've had to do. We've had to learn to navigate all of our differences. There's been a few times where we've wanted to meet up in the car park and just fucking swax on, boys.
Just throw some hands. I mean, I think it started with when we were planning the show that, you know, we're throwing around name ideas and Star thought it should be called The Star Show featuring the other guy, which I was on board with, but I just wanted to change it so it actually had my name a part of it.
Actually, I know what we had to, we had a bit of a moment over. I wanted to sit on this side that I'm sitting on in the podcast studio.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is my good side.
Mm.
I say that and then I've come today dressed as fucking Nathan with a bucket hat on and tucked all my hair inside it. But that was my thing. I was like, I need to sit on that side.
I was relegated to this side of the room quite early on. And I'm not sure I've ever quite forgiven you for it. And I mean...
And Lockie's starting his own podcast, everyone.
I would have to say that I'm quite dissimilar to hit hip-hop artist Timbaland and the mid-2000s band One Republic in that... I don't think it's too late to apologise.
Are you proud of that one?
Yeah.
So would you recommend Byron Bays to a friend?
I would absolutely recommend Byron Bays, the podcast, to a friend. Absolutely. Would you?
Okay, my housemate actually watched the whole season on Sunday and she's like, I really like the show.
Oh.
She watched the whole thing in one day. She was very hungover, clearly. Yes. But she really liked it.
She wasn't hungover until she started watching it. It caused
a Byron Bays induced headache. So, I mean, the interest is clearly there. If we look at our Bays and how much their social profiles has grown, like Sarah's has skyrocketed, of course, main character energy. So the interest is clearly there. Would I recommend it? I would say watch it so that you can listen to the podcast and we can get the downloads on the podcast.
Exactly, because this is not about entertaining you. This is about us being able to get more HelloFresh brand deals in the future.
What about a High Smile brand deal? I feel like that's a pinnacle of like influencer marketing.
Ooh, I mean, let's not reach for the stars straight away. Let's have like progressively getting there. I think that's the smart thing to do. But okay, if you were going to, I think... One of the weird things I noticed about Byron Bays was the fact that they never like allowed branding.
Yeah.
So everything was like no brands. If you had to pick like a sponsor that like was a big part of the show for next season, who are you pairing them with?
Ooh, okay, just one brand?
One brand for the entire show.
Okay, we have a lot of parties in Byron Bay, so I think it would make sense to have an alcohol brand paired with them. I'm going to go with like a Grey Goose vodka. Grey Goose vodka spawn come through because actually we did see a brand because Alex brought Jade a bottle of Grey Goose as a peace offering. So maybe that's already spawned.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Well, I think if based on last week's podcast with Alex, if Alex decides to step away from the show as a fuck you to him, they should use the money that they would have paid him to get Spotlight to come on as a sponsor. And be like, oh, because they have party supplies at a Spotlight. They have all the fabrics you can use for those weird Byron outfits.
This episode is brought to you by Spotlight.
I think it'd be a great way to be like, hey, Alex, we don't need you. We got someone.
We got Spotlight.
We got someone who caters to all of our needs. She's beautiful. She's
Spotlight Eat Fresh. Oh, no, that's Subway.
What the Spotlight Eat Fresh.
I don't know what the tagline is.
Does Spotlight have a tagline?
Surely.
Spotlight, your nan shops here.
Spotlight, so fresh. Like so fresh, get it? S-E-W.
Oh, shit, that's good actually.
Yeah, you can hire me for your marketing if you want to, Spotlight.
Imagine that, she's the it girl for Spotlight.
Spotlight, get some sheets. We give a sheet.
We give a sheet. Did you shit on the floor during a podcast? Come into Spotlight, get some sheets. Cover that thing up.
So, Lockie Mac, how have you found the process of doing this podcast?
Aw. You know what? I'm a sarcastic little shit and I'm very blunt, but I've had a great time. I got to make a very dear new friend that I wasn't expecting.
Aww.
And someone who's been very lovely to me and made me very confident as a performer and someone, you know, in front of the camera. So it's been really, really fun for me on that side, just being able to shoot the shit with a very good friend. And even if the show was bad and boring, at least there was times where I could text you and be like, how shit is this? And you'd be like, yep, this is shit. So I've had a blast. I can't thank you enough for making this easy on me as well. So yeah, thank you, Star.
Are you okay?
I blacked out for like 20 seconds.
Lucky Mac, that was the nicest thing you've ever said to me. That's very sweet. Thank you.
We weren't recording that, were we?
We've got that on record. Okay, can I just tell you guys, listeners, our bays, our bubble boys, that I'm very big on words of affirmation and telling people the way that I feel. So I will often send Lockie these long-ass messages, be like, you're so amazing. I love working with you. So much fun. Bestie vibes. And then I would literally say, you don't have to reply. It's okay. Because he gets so uncomfortable when it comes to people saying nice things. So this is huge. What you guys just witnessed or listened to, I can see how uncomfortable you're looking right now. Yeah. But I've had so much fun doing this podcast as well. It's been the best. So cool. We've got our little bubble boys who listen. We've had lots of fun with the TikTok content as well. And hopefully we'll be back for season two, if there is a season two of Byron Bays.
Yep. If there's a season two, we'll be back on that. You might see us in other forms. We might be doing other things, but
unless we get cancelled.
Yeah. I mean, that could happen with the whole fisting thing. We might get a file with that. I mean, it's one defamation case from Nathan or Elle and we're pretty much done. They've got a case against us. But, I mean, this is it, basically. This is the end of Behind the Bays. I mean, we're still going to have a bunch of TikTok content that'll be coming out, a bit of socials. But obviously, this has been a great time for all the people that listened. Thank you. That means the world to us that you guys not only invested some time and spent it with us, but enjoyed it, and we hope you did. For all the people who liked, commented, you know, interacted, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Star, yeah. Do you want to say anything?
You guys keep us going. You keep us young. And, you know, you can always go back and listen to old episodes as well. The whole point behind this podcast is for you to have a bit of a laugh as well. We just feel like your two besties are in your ear cracking jokes that are sometimes funny. So feel free to go back and listen to any of the old episodes that we've got there. We've got some juicy ones. We've got some silly ones. It's all there for you to enjoy. This has been so much fun. Thank you for listening. We won't be back inside your ears next Tuesday at 5 p.m., but we'll be somewhere, so come and find us.
I've been Lockie Mac.
I'm Star. Bye. Byron Bays. Bye forever. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.